Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of Making Sense of It All with Jesse Stakes. Today we're going to be talking about professional employer organizations, otherwise known as PEOs. Sometimes in the past they used to be referred to as employee leasing companies as well. These companies help with things such as payroll, benefits administration, training and development, risk management, and even employee onboarding. My guest this week is Greg Denboof. Greg has worked for Paychex for over 21 years. They're one of the nation's leaders in providing human resources, payroll, and employee benefits outsourcing services to small and medium-sized businesses. Greg is going to spend some time with us telling you why employers choose to utilize a PEO and what the value is that they offer to those business owners that choose to do business with them. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Greg. Let's jump right into it. So before we jump into anything, I think there's going to be some people that understand what I just said and some people that have no clue. But what is a PEO and what does a PEO do?
Yeah. So many years ago, a lot of people are maybe familiar with this term called employee leasing. Primarily, it kind of bubbled up in two various states, Texas and Florida. Those are the two major areas that this type of environment existed. And really, back in the day, what happened was a lot of businesses were having difficulty, specifically in the construction industry, let's say, getting workers' comp and things like that. The rates were high, things of that nature. So a lot of businesses, the companies of employee leasing started, which allowed businesses to access these employee leasing companies' workers' comp policies, right?
Okay.
So it enabled these small business owners to have access to workers' comp. Well, over the years, this has evolved into more of a professional environment. And so employee leasing, although still exists, you don't see a whole lot of it. Now what you see is the professional employer organization. And so this is different in the sense that it's a co-relationship between the business owner and the payroll company or the PEO. And what that does now, it enables businesses to have access to various benefits that these professional employer organizations offer, workers' comp being one of them. But now it's really about the health benefits and things in that area that more professional organizations are being gravitated, you know, towards the PEO environment. So
it almost gives them essentially buying power within the marketplace. It gives them a larger organization to shop, or a larger organization to where they can leverage some of these companies and get better rates, better pricing, things like that, correct?
Yeah, exactly. So in the olden days, again, I'll go back to this employee leasing environment.
Right.
They technically were the employees of that leasing company, what happened. And so the business owner would have to actually engage with that employee leasing company quite a bit to, you know, if they're hiring, if they're firing, things like that. They really had to communicate with that company because of those employees were the leasing company's employees. Under this PEO relationship, professional employer organization, it's a co-relationship. So really only for the purposes of accessing these benefits that, you know, the PEOs offer, that is for the reason that we use our federal ID number for these companies to have access. It does now enable these companies to continue to operate their businesses as normal. We obviously can give them advice. We have HR support and things like that. But the requirement of that business to really any move that they make to notify the employee leasing company, or in our case, the PEO, that's kind of gone away. That those requirements, they operate independently. We don't really involve ourselves with that. It really gives them the freedom to come over to us for the group benefits.
Very cool. So I think before we jump into any of this, because I think that there's a lot to kind of undertake here, I'd love to understand how did you get involved in this? What was it like? What was it that made you decide that you wanted to do this for a living in the first place?
Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting story. You know, my professional career after college, I went to work for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It was a growing organization. It was really neat. It enabled us to actually just run an office, which was really cool. Enterprise gave us the autonomy, basically as a manager of an enterprise office. You hired, you fired, you did the sales aspect of it. You did all the marketing. Everything that a normal business owner would do, pay or enterprise would enable, you know, as a manager to be able to do that. If you stayed in the black, you were good. If you were in the red, obviously they'd be a little bit more involved, right? But sure. It was a great experience. Had a lot of great friends, still do have a lot of great friends from there. But one specific individual, Tommy Jernigan was his name. He was one of my employees, and then he himself became a manager. But many years ago, he came over to Paychex, again, a brand new company in its field, like Enterprise was back in its day in its field. And so he saw the growth and the opportunity at Paychex. And at the time, he kept courting me to come over. He became a manager, really wanted me to come over. And I just didn't see it. I didn't really understand it. I didn't know what this payroll thing was all about. Although we had payroll, I knew about getting a check every other week or so. But
right.
I didn't know where it was going. So I got to a point really where I was ready to make a move. I needed a little bit different type of environment for my family. And Tommy courted me over to this. And it was different from the environment I was in before because I wore many hats. Although marketing and sales was one of them, it wasn't the only one, right? But going into this environment was a little bit different with quotas and, you know, territories and things of that nature. And what I liked about it is just going into that environment, it was relatively new. There were some companies out there, but, you know, it was just exciting to me to really see how these sales reps were being successful and the type of income actually that they were making for the work that they were doing. And that's really what enticed me at the beginning. But over the years, you know, it's really watching these small business owners. I'm going to tell you, Jesse, you know, I've been with Paychex 22 years here soon, and I still have clients that started with me way back then. And to watch the growth and then come to me and continue to ask for advice and support, it's really a great experience watching these companies that sometimes you scratch your head and go, I don't know how they're going to do it, but they blossom. And it's really a very neat experience.
It's interesting, too, because I think that on both sides, you choosing to go to work for Paychex through somebody that you trusted, and then also, like you said, you have client relationships that have lasted 20 plus years. People really choose to work with people as well. It's the relationships that you build. It's the trust that you build amongst people, I think, that really do allow you to kind of choose who you work for. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. I mean, Jesse, to be honest with you, that's actually one of the questions I always ask people. You know, why did you choose Paychex? You know, mm-hmm. What did you buy from me? And most of the answers are is because me as a sales rep fulfilled their needs. I told them what I was going to do. I fulfilled those expectations. I followed up when I told them I would follow up. You know, those little things really will set you apart from someone, a competitor that may have a better price or could even sometimes even have a better product. Knowing that someone is going to respond to you in the manner that they're expecting to, especially in this day and age when people's time is so much different as far as, you know, the environments we live in, and to know that, you know, you don't have to follow up with someone, I think is pretty important.
No doubt. Well, and I think that the payroll industry in general really kind of, it forces you to kind of train that muscle because essentially you have no contracts. You have to put your best foot forward at all times. And if you're not, they can fire you.
Yeah, it's true. And it's really, you know, not only myself, but every person within the organization that touches that client. And in payroll, I mean, we're talking people's lives, right? In the sense of
right.
getting their money, getting paid every week. And as we know it, a lot of Americans work paycheck to paycheck. So if something falters on the employee side of that happening, then the business owner takes the brunt of that, right? And as a business owner, they already have enough stress, right? They've got plenty of balls that are juggling in the air at any moment, right? But payroll hopefully is not one of the problems they're having to deal with. And if they can, you know, count on a payroll company to be able to fulfill those needs make sure those employees are paid. One less thing that they have to be concerned with because they have a happy employee that's really, you know, in the end of the day, getting paid for what they've done the entire week previous to that, right? So that's the whole goal.
No doubt. Well, and I think that, you know, when we start looking at a PEO versus even just payroll, you start to take other things off the business owner's plate. You start to look at things such as 401k and health benefits and workers' comp and some of those other things that can be complicated and can keep them up at night. But now you're able to also help them, assist them with those things now that they are also entrusting those items to Paychex PEO. Yes.
Yeah, you know, and so you see the environment change too over the years. I want to say just prior, let's say 2019, as we rolled into 2020, you know, the employment market kind of tightened, right? So these businesses were having difficulty attracting and retaining these employees. Now, that kind of hit in 2019, but 2020 kind of stop things a little bit there for a while because a lot of businesses had slowed down. They shut down. They weren't really hiring at the moment because they didn't need to for one reason or another. But soon after this COVID and everything kind of opened back up, that environment picked right back up, right? Once the doors opened and employers were hiring people, then again, they were trying to get these people back to work. And how do they do that? You know, they had to find a way to attract and retain these employees. And even today, that's the conversation that we're dealing with. Now, again, these business owners are dealing with, you know, potential employees that are a lot more virtual now, too. So that's a whole nother dynamics that we didn't really have, you know, back in the day. So because you're hiring people all over the country, possibly sometimes. So,
right.
You know, the idea behind that concept is that we really empower that business owner to have the tools and the resources, even a small company that maybe has 10 employees that is competing with a company that could be 50 to 100 employees, they can now have an affordable package that would attract those individuals that they may not have had before because now they can't afford to offer a health benefit. Now they have a 401k that's attractive. You know, they have dental, they have vision, they have life insurance, these types of things that the PEO, because of its size, can bring it down and make it now more affordable for these small business owners to be able to do that.
Well, and you hit on something that I think that a lot of business owners, there is still a question mark in their head of, you know, how do I attract and retain talent in today's marketplace? I'll give you an example. So last night, my wife and I, we went to a concert and it was in downtown Jacksonville. And typically the way that where it's at, where the arena sits in Jacksonville, it's really easy. You get off the highway, you go down and you turn right into the parking lot and it's easy to park and it takes 5 minutes. It's not a big deal. Simple. Well, the parking company, what I'm assuming, because they only had two parking attendants out there taking money for parking, they were forcing you to go all the way around the parking lot and go in where the entrance was to another parking lot so that they could have less staff staffing the parking lot because they didn't have enough attendants for the night to take tickets. So it ends up creating a tremendously different experience for the customer as well. Something I never think about, I'm now frustrated about, and I'm now thinking about how frustrating it was to park to go to a concert last night. And it has everything to do with staffing and how they can attract and retain talent, and has really nothing to do with the actual parking itself. So I think that that being able to offer different advice, different things for them to think about. I think that that's a conversation that every business owner right now of any size is willing to have. And it's going to be absolutely advantageous for them to have that conversation. Let me switch gears a little bit here real quick. We're in an age right now to where everybody is looking to automate things. AI has become a very big conversation over all industries. How are you seeing that impact the PEO and payroll industry? Is that something that you guys are seeing as, you know, as something that is big that's coming into the industry, or is it something that is, you know, kind of it's being talked about, but it's really not taken any kind of a foothold yet?
No, I mean, yeah, you're starting to see it. You know, you're starting to see, I don't think we haven't on our side anyways, because obviously we look at check counts and stuff like that. And, you know, we report on a monthly basis, various information, Wall Street, but it's definitely on the mindset of business owners, and I think employees too, you know, what role is AI going to play, you know, in their environment? You know, is it something that could potentially take their job away if that's
sure.
the case? They need to retrain themselves and various stuff. You know, I think we're seeing, you know, even within our organization and our sales management tools, you know, we're starting to see that there's more data coming in through the AI platforms and things like that to help target various prospects and clients in that area. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, a conversation that has to be had, because even, you know, within, you know, the HR aspect of it, it's going to be, you know, play another function, another role within that. So, you know, how do employees utilize those types of new, you know, products that are coming out on the field? So, yeah, you know, we look at that. That's the other thing too. You know, when we evaluate and we work with businesses, you know, specifically to hire and attract and retain, you know, we look at that whole package, because sometimes it is, you know, benefits and things of that nature, but sometimes it's even work environment and training and the ability to advance, right? So again, we offer these various tools through our HR platform that enables a small business owner to be able to have access to trainings, to HR resources, to really help develop these employees that really want to learn, right? They want to know, you know, how to get better and what they can do to, you know, get better at their job to get promoted, right? And so there's another area within the professional employer organization that we give those tools to be able to use that as a resource within those organizations that could cost thousands of dollars if they were buying in the open market.
Well, and I think anybody who's gone through that process to try to create training or create a platform for their employees, they know how much it costs and how much time it costs as well, because you're essentially trying to reinvent a wheel that already exists, but to start it from scratch it's challenging.
Yeah. I mean, you're having to invent it, you're having to design it, you're having to implement it. You know, there's a lot of things that go into that, like you said, and, you know, you find employees that really, you know, they want to develop themselves. They don't want to just be in a stagnant position. I think no matter what age an employee is, I think development to make themselves better is really, you know, critical to keeping a happy employee. So,
no doubt. And I think that's, you know, it's something that it's been talked about a lot lately. I think with, you know, people called it the Great Resignation during COVID, when people were, you know, leaving their employers. And many people talked about it, just about them going to home-based jobs or for a work-life balance. But I think the other part of it is there's so many tools out there now to where people can learn more. They can get better at different things without having somebody sponsor them in a work environment, or they can, you know, whether it's a Udemy or if it's something to where they're getting college-level access to college-level education from the seat of their, you know, from a seat at their own computer. I think there's a desire to learn. There's a desire to get better, even as you said. So if an employer is not offering that to their employee right now, I think they're behind the eight ball a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really the engagement, right? You know, I don't think, you know, as myself, and I'm sure as yourself, you know, you like to feel like you're, you know, recognized and appreciated by your employer. And one of those ways is really, you know, through development. I think, you know, when you see these, you know, employees that, you know, their employer is engaging them, it just makes that family lifestyle, the whole work environment, you know, much more engaging and appreciative. So
no doubt. Well, tell me what you see here as far as when you guys are looking at from an economic perspective or just from a demand perspective, short term here in the United States, what are you guys seeing? What are you seeing that's going to be driving business for you guys, and then also driving business for your customers?
Well, I mean, Jesse, I think you still see a lot of small businesses starting up, and those startup businesses really need the support and things that are going to help them advance and get to the next level that they want to go into. You know, there's all types of startups out there right now. Even in the leisure industry, you know, you see the restaurants, but, you know, more technical, as you say, with the AI, you know, there's definitely going to be, you know, businesses surrounding and supporting those different types of environments and things of that nature. So, you know, Paychex really wants to be able to, find ways to support these business owners in whatever fashion they need. We're lucky enough to kind of be a one-stop shop. Yes, we have payroll. Yes, we have the 25th largest insurance agency in the nation. We have one of the best time and attendance systems in the nation. I mean, when businesses come to us, we want to make sure that we have an environment that if they have a request or a need, that we're not going to have to put the pieces of the puzzle together for them externally, right? We want to have those all in-house. And I think the business owners that have those needs. And then the other thing about it is it's like, I need it now, but I may not need it in the future.
Right.
So that's another thing. You know, you can turn things on and turn things off very easy with us through our applications for processing payroll, which are extremely user-friendly. And so that's another thing about a business owner that, as their needs change, then we can change with them because they can just come back to us and ask us, hey, do you do this? Yes, of course we do. Let's find a way to make a solution that would be customized to your needs. And that's what we're kind of really seeing.
Very good. I got to imagine you sit in Florida the same as I do, and we have seen a tremendous influx of people into our state, like through COVID and through the last several years. But what I've seen is that there's a lot of these folks that are buying businesses when they get down here. They're bringing their businesses from the Northeast or from other areas of the country. So I got to imagine that the opportunity that you see in your local market is tremendously different today than it was 5 years ago as well.
Yeah. And we'll go back to that virtual thing as well, right?
Right.
So businesses are located here in Florida, but they have employees. I'm working on various deals that the employees could be in all 50 states, right? And that's another nice thing that, we can provide is that, we can provide the resources that a business owner would need to be in compliance in these multi-states, right? If you're living in Florida and you understand the Florida market and you understand the Florida laws, you're pretty good with that information and you're well trained on keeping up with that. But now you have a company that's had to, expand, but they've had to expand virtually and within maybe they're in Georgia, maybe they're in California or New York, right? Various laws in all of these states, require this business owner to comply, whether it's one mm-hmm. employee or 100 employees, right? So, that's the other thing that we're able to do is help, again, things that keep business owners up at night is obviously regulations and compliance, right? Am I going to get a letter from somebody telling me I've done something wrong from a government official or something of that nature? But so, yeah, that's the other thing is that, as these businesses are coming down here, maybe from another state, but still have these employees in various states that they've left, we can then, again, continue to support their needs, in any state that they happen to be in.
No, I think that's a great point. And I saw somebody the other day that actually was doing business in all 50 states. And I think that that's one of the things that they didn't realize when they were growing their business was essentially they're going to have to file employment tax returns in every one of these states. They've got local municipalities that in some that they have to pay taxes into for employment. And there's so many things that they have to have their hands on if they're not utilizing a resource like yourself. So I think that's tremendous. I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit before we wrap up. Is there a favorite story or a favorite customer that you've had, and you don't have to name names, but just a situation in which you were able to help them and be able to put them in a much better spot before they talk to you and kind of after, and like one of the things that, just something that where you kind of brought them to, into the modern era.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, a lot of employees with commercials that we have on TV tend to be a little bit more litigious lately, right? You see something and you see a commercial out there and you know what, give me a call, we'll sue your employer, right? one of the nice things that Paychex does have, and it's kind of, I mean, we talk about it when we talk about, this to clients, but it just gets put on the back burner, is employee liability insurance. So it's very important for these business owners to have something in place to protect them. A lot of times they think it's just their business insurance is going to protect them if an employee sues them, when truly that's really if a customer tries to sue them. So they don't realize, what kind of risk they may be at today, unfortunately. And so, I had a specific client recently it was a wage and hour situation, right? They thought they were in compliance. Actually, they probably are in compliance, but because some lawyer got the bug in the ear of this employee that, now they're being sued, right? And they're like, what do we do? Well, guess what? Remember, you have EPLI insurance with us. We're going to protect you. You know, we're going to fight this. We're going to defend you. We're going to support. We're going to pay out, you know, various items along the way within this claim. And it really, you know, it really set them back because they thought they were on the hook, right? They thought, you know, no matter what, they were going to have to take care of all this. But afterwards, when they realized really it was just to pick up a phone call and, you know, make sure that all of our HR people and our attorneys are aware of what was going on, and then we were able to take it from there. So when situations like that arise, that an employee can have that, oh, crap moment turn into a right. Thank God moment, you know, that those really are great moments for me, you know.
I think that's wonderful. If people would like to learn more from you and they'd like to get more information on the services you offer, just have a conversation. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, really, I'm on my phone all the time. So feel free to give me a call. As you know, Jesse, in sales, we're never stop working. So I'll take a phone call, or if I miss you, I'll call you back. But I'm at 904-400-3991. And that's 904-400-3991.
All right. So don't blame me when your phone starts ringing off the hook.
Okay.
Greg, I really thank you so much for joining me today. I think it was great. I think people could learn a lot from you, and I think you're a tremendous resource. So again, thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, I do appreciate the opportunity.
You know, just as I said, Greg is a tremendous resource, and he has a ton of knowledge around everything from payroll to benefits to setting up training and development for your employees and everything that surrounds the full suite of PEO services that are offered through Paychex. I'm glad that I could bring you this conversation, and if you would like to know more, don't hesitate to contact him. That's going to do it for us today. I'll catch you guys next time.